Hare Krishna. I am very, very grateful to be amongst all of you this evening. Thank you for being here. This morning, I was driving with Shruti Dharma Prabhu and Pranabandhu Prabhu from the airport. They told me that they are taking a group of devotees on a tour of South India in January. And they told me to speak on that subject. So I'm not prepared, but with your blessings, I will try to speak something on that subject. Lord Chaitanya, according to the scriptures, we learn that the Supreme Lord, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, descends in this age of Kali as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to freely distribute prema bhakti, or pure love, for the Lord of the heart. When Lord Chaitanya was about, when he just turned 25 years old, he was a sannyasi living in Jagannath Puri. One day, he very affectionately took the devotees by their hands and expressed his love for them. He said, "To give up my life is not such a difficult thing. But to give up your company, your association, is very, very difficult. You have also kindly brought me to this holy place in Jagannath Puri. And you have given so much to me." He was expressing his indebtedness to his devotees. And then he asked for their blessings that he may go to South India on a tour to search for his elder brother, Vishwarup, who had left home several years before. This is a beautiful scene. The Lord of all creation, the master of all living beings, the ultimate object of veneration for all religions, for all spiritual paths, who may call him by different names and approach him in different of his manifested forms, with tears of affection in his eyes, he is asking his devotees for permission and blessings. This is the esoteric secret of bhakti. The Lord is bhaktivatsala, which means by the Lord's own free will, he agrees to be subordinate to the love of a devotee. The controller of all controllers is controlled by devotee's love. The devotee said, "We certainly give you permission and blessings, providing we could all go with you." And Lord Chaitanya, he expressed that I'm a sannyasi, and I'm trying to establish a proper standard of renunciation. But none of you like to see me doing this renunciation. Nityananda Prabhu, when I was taking a bath, you broke my danda. When I was praying and planning, my whole life I've been planning to go to Vrindavan to see that holy place. And you redirected me without even telling me to Advaita Prabhu's house in Shantipur, the opposite direction. And as far as Mukunda, whenever he sees me laying on the ground to rest or taking cold baths, he cries. His heart breaks. And when I see him cry and his heart break, I cry and my heart breaks. And he went on and on like this. And he said, I wish to go alone. Nityananda Prabhu said, but you'll be chanting the holy names and with your beads in one hand, and you'll be counting your chanting with the other hand. And also you need an extra set of clothes and a water pot. So at least take one or two people. We'll find two strangers who are very, very pure-hearted and simple devotees. Please, Lord Chaitanya said, if that is what pleases you, then I will accept. So he began his tour. The first place they went was Alalanath. All the devotees came with them. And thousands of people went to the temple there when they heard of Lord Chaitanya chanting and dancing. And they all joined in. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu at that time, he predicted, in every town and village, you will attract the souls to chant your holy names. Then he left with Kala Krishna Das and one other assistant. As they traveled, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami in the great scripture Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita describes, the Lord was constantly chanting the names, and whoever he would see, his beauty was so enticing that people just gathered around him. And when they saw his love and they felt his compassion, they all raised their arms to chant the holy names. And anybody who chanted the names of the Lord felt so indebted to them. He would embrace them. He would shower his affection on them. How gracious is the absolute truth that he's come to causelessly give, and if anybody's willing just to accept what he's giving, he feels eternally indebted to that person. You are my life and soul. In this way, it is explained, he was chanting a particular song as he was roaming through the small villages, through the forests, through the dusty roadsides. Now, this is 500 years ago. There was no railways, no airports, no cars, no internet. It was the good old days. And he would be singing this beautiful song. Krishna, 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 hey.
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 Krishna, 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 Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna, Pahima.
Krishna, 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 Krishna,
Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rama, Raghava, Rakshama. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava Pahima.
Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava Pahima.
Krishna, 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 hey! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Tens and thousands, hundreds and thousands, millions of people, upon receiving the holy name from the Lord Himself, who enchanted their hearts with His beautiful golden complexion, His lotus-like eyes, and His deep divine compassion. In ecstatic love of God, they were crying, their limbs were trembling. They went back to their villages. Anyone who saw them spontaneously chanted the names of Krishna. Anyone who came to the village and saw those people, the same thing. In this way, it was like an overflooding ocean of prema bhakti, of divine love, inundating the provinces of South India. The first recorded place that it describes Lord Chaitanya stopped was Kurukshetra, very ancient holy place. In history books there is much spoken about it, but we don't have time to speak about those things. But there is a temple of Kurmadev, an avatar of Vishnu. Very, very old temple. And Srila Prabhupada cites from the Prapanamrita how Sripad Ramanujacharya, one of the great saints of South India who lived about 1,000 years ago, he was in Jagannath Puri. And he saw that the pujaris, or the priests in Puri, were inventing so many different ways of worshiping the Lord, which were not according to the authorized system of worship. So he was explaining to them very humbly how to standardize their worship. And then he went to sleep. And Lord Jagannath appeared to him in a dream, and in the dream he picked him up and threw him. And in the dream he went through the air and he landed in Kurukshetra. And when he woke up, he was in Kurukshetra. And And then he standardized the worship there, and everything was very nice. Everyone was very happy. So when Lord Chaitanya came to that temple, he was so happy. He began to chant the holy names, Nam Sankirtan, performing kirtan. But how he would perform kirtan? It was not just kirtan, it was Prem Sankirtan. It was kirtan of love. From the very core of his heart, his love of Krishna was pouring out from his mouth. Because Lord Chaitanya was in the role of a devotee. Krishna is taking the role of his own devotee, Sri Radharani. Her love within his heart was manifesting. Just to teach the world the character, the conduct, and the process of a real devotee and how to achieve that perfection. So as he was chanting, the supreme ecstasy of love and compassion was just pouring from his mouth and was manifesting on his every limb. And soon, entire villages were coming just to join this kirtan. Soon there were thousands and thousands and thousands, and other villages were finding, and other villages were hearing about it. And it was just a conversion of men, women, children of all ages, the rich, the poor. You see, when kirtan is taking place, when people are in the right spirit, it elevates our consciousness to be reunited with Krishna, with Radha, with the Absolute. And we transcend the bodily conception of life. Today there are so many problems in this world because of superficial differences due to material conceptions. We think I am man, I am woman, I am American or British or Indian or Pakistani or Russian or African, or are you from Iraq or Iran? We're thinking I'm young or I'm old, I'm rich, I'm poor, I'm educated, I'm uneducated. But these are all bodily designations. They're all temporary. They're changing. Who am I? That's the first principle of knowledge in Bhagavad Gita. Najayate mriyate vakadachit. That I am the eternal soul, I am the Atma, transcendental to this body and to this mind. The body's always changing, and how fast the mind changes. But they are all temporary designations, upadis. In the fifth chapter of the Gita, it is said, Vijavanaya sampane brahmaniya kavihastini suni chaiva swapake cha pandita sama darshana. One who loves God has equal vision to every living being. Whatever one's sex, whatever one's race, whether one is a Christian or a Jew or a Muslim or a Hindu or a Buddhist or an atheist, or whether one doesn't know what he is or she is, or whether one is a human being or an elephant or a cow or a dog or a lizard or an insect, high caste, low caste, a person who has come in connection with his or her own soul and with God within the heart sees every living being with equal vision. Because he sees that every living being is a part of God. Mamaivamso jivaloke jivabhuta sanatana. This Gita teaches that every living being Even the grass and the trees, wherever there's life, that is the symptom of the presence of the soul, the Atma. And that living being is part and parcel of God, of Krishna. So to love Krishna means to spontaneously, naturally love everything and everyone. We may not like what people do. It is said you can hate a disease, but you should love the person who is diseased. Prahlad Maharaj in the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam teaches that a real devotee has no enemies. The only enemy is our own mind that discriminates on these superficial platforms. We can hate, well, let us say, a doctor hates disease, but he loves the diseased. He's compassionate to the person, but tries to heal him. That is a symptom of a lover of God. So when devotees are in this spirit, and they are chanting the holy names, Nam Sankirtan, then the combination of everyone's sincerity to express their bhakti, their devotion, creates an inconceivable, powerful energy that not only purifies ourselves, but purifies, thank you, bro, thank you, the world and the universe. So we can imagine when Lord Chaitanya is doing kirtan. It is Radharani's love manifesting through him and transforming people's lives. Nobody ever wanted that kirtan to end. It was a kirtan of love. But then finally, the pujari of the temple came and gave some prasad to the Lord and some garlands and other things. And one Brahmin, something like that. Maybe that means I'm supposed to stop. So Lord Chaitanya stopped the kirtan. At that time, one Vedic Brahmin of the name Kurma, the Kurma Brahmin, he approached Lord Chaitanya and pleaded with him, please come to my home. I want to feed you. I want to give the hospitality of everything I have. So Lord Chaitanya agreed and entered the home of the Kurma Brahmin. The Kurma Brahmin brought his wife, his children, all together, and first thing they washed the Lord's feet. And then Kurma Brahmin took that water and drank it himself and fed it to all of his family members, and they all drank. Then he offered Lord Chaitanya the best possible food he had and a very nice, comfortable sitting place. And after serving the Lord in whatever way he could, he offered the feelings of his heart. He said, my Lord, Lord Brahma constantly meditates on your lotus feet. And these very lotus feet have now come into my home. There is no limit to my good fortune. It can never be understood. Today, my family, my birth, my life, and all my riches, they have all become glorious because you have accepted them. And then this Brahmin became very meek and humble. He said, I beg one thing of you. Please fulfill this desire. I want to leave my home. I want to follow you. Go with you wherever you go. I can no longer tolerate the waves of misery caused by material life. Please let me come with you. In his appeal, he's speaking a situation that everyone has to deal with in this world. The great poet Narottam Das Thakur, he is braid. Samsara, what is it? Yes, that's it. Divanishihi ajwale. That this samsara, this rainstorm of sufferings with this in this material existence is burning my heart. Now the Kurma Brahman, he was a wealthy man. He was living a very comfortable life. He had a beautiful family. But no matter what situation we are in, the nature of this world, difficulties, complications, and sufferings must come upon us, whoever we are. There are three types of miseries, adiatmaka, adibhautika, adidaivaka. Miseries caused by one's own body and mind. We have all experienced those. Miseries caused by other living beings, other humans, or mosquitoes, or other creatures. And miseries caused by natural disturbances, like too much heat, or too much cold, or too much wind, or too much water, or too little water. We are all subject. And then there is old age, disease, and death of loved ones. Because whoever we are, rich or poor, famous or unknown, PhDs or illiterate, whatever our situation, we're always under the control of higher powers. And there are always situations that no matter how many nice arrangements we make, it's beyond us. One of the most wealthy, powerful people on the planet, not long ago, he's only in his 50s, was just screaming due to cancer, screaming for weeks and weeks and weeks. And no amount of his influence, his power, his money, anything could save him. Whoever we are. Sanjeev Prabhu, Dr. Agarwal, was telling me today that one very, very proficient doctor, what was he, in charge of an ICU, an intensive care unit? He was one of the biggest cardiologists in the world. Right there, outside of the ICU unit, he had a heart attack and died. And there was nothing he could do or anyone could do for him. Padam padam yadvipadam natesham. So many powers in this world are having bombs, hurricanes, tsunamis. I'm not painting a dark picture for you. It's just reality. It's not a dark picture unless, if there's nothing beyond this, then it's pretty dark. But if there's something beyond it, then we can see. We could see beauty in every situation. We can see an opportunity to come closer to God and an opportunity to enrich our own inner qualities and serve with deeper devotion. So the Kurma Brahman, he had everything so nice, but still, the pinprick of material existence, he wanted to leave it all behind and just follow the Lord, because in his own words, "I can no longer tolerate the waves of miseries caused by material life." It's interesting how he gives this analogy, the waves of misery. Just like in an ocean, do the waves ever stop? This wave after wave after wave. Some are big waves, some are small waves. Lord Chaitanya turned to him and spoke very strongly. "Do not ever speak like this again. Better you remain at home with your family, with your occupation, and chant the names of God always. Yare deka tari kaha Krishna upadesh amaragoy guruhoy tar edesh." The Lord continued his instruction by saying, "Share the great wealth and inspiration of the teachings of Krishna from Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam with your family members, with your friends, with anybody who will open your heart to hear from you. And in this way, be a guru in your land and inspire people to know God, to love God. Not in a sectarian way, but in a real way." Lord Chaitanya taught, "Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sajja Kabunoi Saravanadi Sudhi Chiti Kodi Yeyudoi." That pure love for God, for Krishna, is within the heart of every living being. It is our nature, it is our essence. It is what we are all longing for, searching for, crying for. But we're looking for it in so many other directions. The treasure is within us. By chanting God's names, by living with good character, by associating with genuine, spiritually minded people, that love is naturally awakened. Jeev jago, jeev jago, gora chandra bole. Lord Chaitanya's message, wake up. Wake up to who you really are and what you really want. It's within you. But Maya, or the illusory energy, is constantly promising us what we really want in so many temporary objects of achievement. And in this way, birth after birth after birth, we're distracted away from our real purpose to awaken who we are. So Lord Chaitanya told him this. Stay at home. There's no need to change your position. Just chant the names of Krishna and share this great gift with others. And then he said, if you follow these teachings of mine, then there will be no impediments to your spiritual life. Even all the materialistic things that may be surrounding you in your household, family life, they will not be any impediment. And very soon, I will return to see you. In fact, I will always live with you. Now, in this regard, Srila Prabhupada is explaining, if we put Krishna in the center of our lives, There's no need to leave our home. We could live with our family very peacefully. And wherever that spirit of devotion is, sincere devotion, that place is transformed into Vrindavan, into the spiritual world. Lord Chaitanya said, if you follow these teachings and follow these principles, the principles of good character, without good character, there's very little real spiritual progress, no matter what we do. Even if we chant the holy names or do meditation or whatever else, if our character is not good, the scriptures say it's like an elephant bathing in a river and then coming out and rolling in the dirt. And then it's, I'm dirty, and it goes back in the river and comes out and rolls in the dirt. It's a very long process of getting clean. The great Haridas Thakur. Do you remember the story when he was being arrested for doing nothing but giving Krishna's love to others through the holy name? And he was being brought to the king. He was about to be sentenced for capital punishment, to be tortured and murdered. And on the way, he was taken through a prison camp. And he told all the prisoners that, well, actually what happened is when they saw him, they were praying that they could be released from prison. And they were thinking, a saint is coming. If we pray to him, then maybe we'll get released from prison. So they were looking at him with folded hands and tears in their eyes, and they were offering all love and respect to him. And Haridas looked at them and said, I will give you a blessing. May you remain as you are. They didn't say anything. But they looked really disappointed. So Haridas said, you do not understand my blessing. It's a good blessing. Look at you. Right now you're with folded palms. You're offering all your honor and respect to a devotee of the Lord. You're feeling Krishna so deeply. You're chanting his name. Your eyes are crying because you're feeling such a humble need. This is the way you should always be. And then he gave him a simple instruction. Just take the name of God. It's a transcendental sound vibration that awakens your love. That awakens your soul. And he told them, do not cause any harm to others. Do not criticize others. Be the servant of the servant of others. Chant the holy names. Live with good character. And very soon, you will attain the highest perfection of life. And besides that, in 3 days, they'll release you from prison also. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this instruction to the Kurama Brahman. And he spent the night there. And early the next morning, after taking his bath in a holy river, the Lord continued his journey. That was his regulation. Should I finish the story? Okay. It's only a few minutes more. He walked a long distance, and the Kurma Brahma followed with him. And Lord Chaitanya turned to him and said, "You know, now you must go home." So he returned home. And wherever Lord Chaitanya went, through that 2 years of traveling, he gave the same instruction wherever he went to whoever he met. There is no need to change your position. Whether you're a teacher or a business person or a housewife or a student or a farmer, it's not a matter of changing your place or changing your status or changing your occupation. It's a matter of changing your consciousness. Arjuna was a fighter. Duryodhana was a fighter. But the difference between the two of them was their consciousness. One was acting out of greed, ego, and envy, and the other was acting out of love and devotion. Living not far from that place was a man who was suffering from leprosy. His name was Vasudeva. His leprosy was so severe that his entire body was being eaten away by living worms. But Vasudeva was so meek and he was so humble that if any worm fell from his body, he picked up that worm and put it back right from the place where it fell from. He was thinking, my spirit soul is living in this body, and the worms are also spirit souls, and they're living in this body. So why should I intrude upon their place in my body? Now, please do not try to imitate him. But that was his consciousness. That was his ecstasy of love. He felt such deep compassion and affection for the worms that was eating his body away. He felt to be their servant. Only a person with love can understand a person with love. He woke up one morning and heard that Lord Chaitanya was at the Kurma's Brahmin's house. So he immediately, even though it was very difficult for him, he was really, really severely diseased with leprosy. And he made it to the Kurma Brahmin's house, and when he arrived, he found out that hours before, Lord Chaitanya had already left. And he fell to his knees in sorrow that he missed the opportunity to offer his heart to the Lord. But Krishna is within the heart of every living being. Srila Prabhupada explains, Krishna doesn't accept what we offer. He accepts the intent and the purpose in which it is offered. And he always reciprocates with the love of his devotee. How he reciprocates? That may be beyond our intellectual understanding, but it is always perfect. So Lord Chaitanya turned back and walked several hours in the opposite direction from where he was going and came back to the Kurma Brahmin's house. And there he saw this leper, body emaciated, worms, horrible odors, just sitting in the dirt. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rushed up to him to embrace him. Vasudeva the leper called out, "No, no, don't touch me." And Lord Chaitanya picked him up and squeezed his body with so much affection. And as he embraced him, the leprosy and all the distress of Vasudev vanished. His body became beautiful, full of health, full of spiritual light. Now, if that happened to us, we would be quite happy. But Vasudev became worried. In his heart, he was thinking that now that I have received such special mercy of the Lord, I may become proud. And if one becomes proud in heart, then nothing we do for the Lord will really please the Lord. Trinadapi sunichena taror ibasihishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. If we really want to please Krishna, if we really want to taste the sweet nectar of his holy name in Nam Kirtan, we should aspire to be humble like a blade of grass, tolerant like a tree, ready to offer all respect to others and not expect respect for oneself. In this way, we could taste the nectar of the holy name, and then we cannot stop chanting the holy name from within and without. In the beginning stages, we are chanting to awaken love. But in the advanced stages, we are chanting as an expression of our love. So Vasudev was worried. Now I'm cured from leprosy, and everyone will see this. Everyone will know I have received such special blessing. I may get proud. Then everything's finished. Lord Chaitanya realized what he was thinking and told him, just chant Krishna's name constantly. And just show compassion to other living beings by giving them your this love, and you will never fall victim to false pride. Vasudev looked at Lord Chaitanya and quoted a verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam, which was spoken by Sudama Vipra. He said, "Who am I? I'm just a very insignificant, sinful friend of a Brahmin. And who are you? You are the Supreme Lord of all creation, full of all six opulences, all knowledge, all strength, all wealth, all power, all beauty, all detachment. And nevertheless, you have touched me. You have embraced me." Vasudev said, "I cannot calculate your compassion. I cannot calculate your mercy. No one else in this entire world will come near to me. I was full of disease. And the odors of my body were so obnoxious. They were intolerable. And sores and pusses and blood are oozing from me. And you embraced me. And now you have cured me. Lord Chaitanya blessed him and said, "Just chant the names and just be compassionate to others, and very soon you will see Krishna." Then Lord Chaitanya left. And Vasudev and Kurma, they were embracing each other in great happiness. And as the Lord left in separation, they just fell to the ground in gratitude. We want to heal people, their body, their minds, and their souls. That is the greatest act of compassion. The body is a temple of God, and it is our duty to make it as fit as possible. According to the Gita, yoga means to purify and control the mind. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, the mind is like a mirror. When you look in a mirror, what do you expect to see? Yourself. But what if that mirror has been neglected for a long time? Dust, pollution, and all sorts of other elements have just collected upon that mirror. When you look in the mirror, that's all you see is dust and dirt and pollution. And you think, that's me. Yoga is to clean that mirror. Yoga means to reunite the consciousness with our origin, with our essence, with Krishna. Cheto darpanam arjanam bhava maha devagni nivapanam. This chanting of the holy names, Lord Chaitanya taught, is the process of cleaning the mirror of the mind. When the mind is cleaned of anger and envy and arrogance and lust and greed and envy, then we actually see ourselves. Srila Prabhupada gave an example also. When water falls from a cloud, it's pure. But when it comes in contact with the dirt, it loses its transparency. When we filter that water, it just brings it back to its original nature. So spiritual practice, the path of bhakti, the chanting of Nam Kirtan, is meant to filter our consciousness, to cleanse the mirror of the mind, and bring us back to our original natural state. And this was the simple message that Lord Chaitanya taught wherever he would go. Srila Prabhupada told us, just chant Hare Krishna and be happy. And if we live with the right principles, the principles of purity in body, mind, and soul, to be the servant of the servant of the servant, we don't have to change our position. We will be transformed. And we can transform wherever we are into the spiritual world. Srila Prabhupada explains, if you're living at home, you can eat nice grains and fruits and herbs and flowers and so many other wonderful products that are available. It's unnecessary to support slaughterhouses that are killing innocent people. And can I tell you one more story? But it's a long story, so I shouldn't tell you. I'll tell you another time. Stay tuned. And there's no need to take intoxications. We're already so intoxicated. We want to become sober and come back to our natural state of consciousness. And there's no need to agitate our mind with gambling and all of these things. And we shouldn't create harm to ourselves or to others We should be faithful to our husband or our wife and not engage in illicit activities. And we should live in a spirit of humility and service. Very simple. Simply do that, chant the holy names, and the heart becomes clean. And our spiritual essence is revived. And then we taste the nectar we are all seeking, the nectar of divine love. Thank you very much.